Hi, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast, which has steps for taking charge of your art career. Before we get into today's topic, I just want to make sure that you are extended a special invitation to attend my workshop, my weekend workshop, May 2nd and 3rd in Estes Park, Colorado, the beautiful gateway to the Rocky Mountain National Park. It's a weekend of learning how to promote your work online more effectively. Just go to artbizcoach.com/Estes for more information. Between now and May 2nd and 3rd in Estes Park, you might be enjoying spring a little bit. We're emerging from hibernation here in the Northern Hemisphere. We've been cooped up for months and may be a little weary of our surroundings. It's the perfect time to shed the weight. Not that weight, the weight of things, of junk. It's time for spring cleaning. Imagine how good you'll feel when you can find what you need. Sense the joy of not having to step over piles or avoid opening closet doors because you're afraid something will fall out. And envision your delight when your studio and office spaces are clean and you can follow up on opportunities in a timely manner. Here are seven areas to give your attention to in this time of spring cleaning. 1. Clean out your studio. Throw out dried up paints and other unusable materials that take up space. Catalog and organize your artwork. Dust the shelves and mop the floors. Give yourself a deadline to organize any material you've been collecting that's piled up without a specific home. 2. Clean out your ideas. Most artists collect ideas, which are actually tangible things like magazine articles or newspaper clippings. You think you might get to them one day, but somehow they keep winding up at the bottom of piles. Getting rid of them will provide mental and physical space for fresher ideas. For the paperless ideas that keep haunting you, be sure to journal about them so that they're not lost or forgotten. 3. Clean out your schedule. Get rid of items that you don't have to do in order to make room for what you really want in your life. 4. Clean off your desk. Make your office a place where you want to do business, where you want to spend 50% of your time, that 50% of your time that you should be devoting to marketing yourself and your work. Create systems so that your workspace never gets out of control again. 5. Clean out your paper files. We all have files that have become unruly and ones we know deep down that we no longer have to keep. Get rid of that stuff. 6. Clean out your computer files at the same time. Consolidate and make computer folders with headings similar to your hard copy folders so that they're easy to find. 7. Clean out your opportunities. There's so many things waiting to take up your time and energy, and you just can't do it all. You can't say yes to everything. Let go of the commitments that aren't serving you and trust that someone more suitable is waiting to take responsibility for them. Cleaning out and cleaning off are steps to getting organized. If you think you might need to devote more than one afternoon to these tasks, join us for the Get Organized online class. It starts this Wednesday, March 25th, and you can devote however much time you want to it and work at your leisure. Just go to artbizcoach.com and click on classes for more information. Know this, spring cleaning makes room for better things. Think about this. If you've been hanging on to something for a long time, hoping to get to it one day, chances are that you're never going to miss it. You're probably looking for something better. Do this. Clean out and clean off. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com and sign up for the free weekly newsletter, the Art Marketing Action Newsletter, an email version of this podcast.